good afternoon as we broadcast live here from DJ's in Monticello with It's All About the Green. Joe Carlson with you this afternoon, and Don Savitsky should be joining us shortly. He's still out on a service call, but expected to come in before the end of the show, and also Jay is on his way. So got a couple of people coming in. We're going to talk to Holly. We're going to see if we can talk to Holly about fireplaces. But again, you know, when you come into DJ's, you see all kinds of items, and we'll be talking about those today. You know, Don always likes to talk about the Camp Chef grills, so we'll be talking about the grills. And if you're a traditional type person that likes the regular kind of barbecue, you can check that out too, because DJ's has those as well. And Jay Nygaard is here, and you know, you are
my beverage.
You're pretty fast on the draw, aren't you? Just on the phone and all of a sudden you appear.
Yes. Well, I told you I was coming.
I know, but boy, I didn't realize you were going to be that fast. You didn't speed, did you, down 94 at all?
I rocketed my way all up here in my super duper Chevy.
Well, you're just lucky you didn't run into detours.
No, actually, traffic was flowing pretty good at that point. We're doing a nice slick 70 the whole way up. I think that's what we can do.
You can. That is illegal. That is a legal limit.
Well, I'll never admit I was doing more.
Well, like I was telling the folks, I'm not sure Don is coming. I've tried to call him, but I know he's out on service call. So,
oh, that's too bad.
Hopefully he'll be here. Holly is over there. I was going to see if we could talk to Holly about fireplaces, though, because, you know, that's where DJ really, when I first heard about DJs, it was all about fireplaces. I mean, they were the first place, Jay, that put up the showrooms where people could actually come in and look at a burning fireplace and not look at a box, you know, that's got a fireplace.
Showrooms, like you said, and all the different showrooms had all the different kinds of fireplaces with all the different kinds of surrounds. You know, they'd have gas and wood and electric, and you could all set up and turn them all on and sit back and think for yourself, what do you want?
So talking about the selection, let's talk to Holly, because I know you have a numerous manufacturers that you distribute for.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Cozy Heat and Empire, our primary ones. We can also get a hold of Osborne, Supreme, basically any number. We have Majestic as well that we started carrying, as well as the wood stoves, too.
And we do want to mention that if they call the number, normally you're the one that answers the fireplace question. So we're fortunate to have you with us today. You know, some of the situations that people face, you know, when it comes to fireplace, I mean, this is obviously a good time of the year to get that serviced and get it taken care of.
Yep, absolutely. We offer what we call a clean and check. The technician will come out, clean everything out, vacuum it out, clean your glass for you, make sure everything's testing to where it's going to run for the year for you. And then also one major thing that people seem to forget this time of year is during the summer, if you have a heat-sensitive blower, you shut the blower off so it's not running when the firebox gets that temperature to kick it on. And now I'm going to get a bunch of calls of people saying, my fan's not working. Well, remember, go turn it back on and also check the batteries in your remotes too.
This is a good time to do that. It cooled down a little bit this week. Probably not enough for the fireplace, though.
Oh, I hope not.
I don't know. I was kind of tempted this morning. It was a little chilly around the house. I thought, well, maybe I'll go turn on. See, I have that electric furnace or electric fireplace that I got that. And that, you know, works out well. We don't really want to heat a big room, and that's a great way to do it. You still get the atmosphere of that fireplace. And when Don mentioned that to me a couple of years ago about the electric, I thought, you got to be kidding me. You know, I've seen the electrics, but boy, I tell you, that technology has really changed.
Yeah, the electrics, actually, I always joke with customers, has come a long way from the tissue paper and fans. They do put out a decent amount of heat this time of year, enough to take the chill out of the air, but they don't pump out the heat quite as much as a gas fireplace. One thing a lot of people don't realize is your generic electric fireplace only puts out about 5,000 BTUs, where a standard base model for a gas is at least 18,000. BTUs. So obviously quite a bit more heat, but like you mentioned, definitely on cooler mornings, it's nice to have something to take a little chill out of the air.
To put your slippers on.
Right.
That's all I got to say. That's why I tell my kids, you know, how about a sweatshirt and maybe get them shorts off? You know, wear some real clothes. Let's start there instead of turning that thermostat up first.
Right.
Well, you know, when it comes to the cold days, we need to talk, too, about the wood burners that you have, because that's an excellent opportunity for people to save some big money.
Yeah, absolutely, especially if you already have a stockpile of wood, whether you didn't have bonfires quite as much as you thought this summer, or getting the cordwood ready for the wood burners. We do have, another large variety. We have a few main brands we carry in-house, but we can get a hold of a number of different brands of wood burners, and we carry venting on hand at all times for those different wood burners. The Blaze Kings are awesome for anybody looking for primary heat. They have a burn time of up to 40 hours.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Load.
That's crazy. I always tell the story of my buddy who grew up, and they heated their house with wood that they chopped out back. And every 2 hours, a family member had to get up and stoke the fireplace.
Yeah, absolutely. Blaze King, you don't have to do that. You can actually sleep throughout the night without having to worry about refilling.
Yeah, it sounds like you can have a long night. That's for sure.
We should also talk about, you know, when it comes to fireplaces, and if people want to do it themselves, I mean, DJs, you know, you can do that, and you kind of help the do-it-yourselfer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as it's something that we're familiar with, or if it's a product we don't sell, bring in your manual, and we can help you make sure that you're doing it the right way and getting the best opportunity. A lot of people who do it yourself with wood burning don't realize that there's a minimum height for the venting in order to get the proper draft. So then they install a wood burner all on their own, good for them for attempting it, but then have the problem of they're not getting the burn time out of what they have, or they're getting a lot of smoke in their house because the draft isn't getting established.
So if you're a do-it-yourselfer like Jay, Jay's a do-it-yourselfer.
I ain't got no smoke. No smoke in my house.
But
nope.
You see, I'm not more of a do-it-yourselfer. I'm the guy that's going to call DJs and have them install it, and you do that as well.
Yes, absolutely. The biggest thing I would say is call Don Claire's to go over everything that you need prior to install, but our team is awesome. They can do wood burners. They do the gas fireplaces, inserts. They can do electrics, but they're great. They have many, many years of knowledge installing, and we're more than willing to help you out.
And mentioning Don Claire's, we're going to put out his number. So people, because I see his card is here, I've got to put my glasses on. There was a one time that I didn't need glasses to read. But so Don Claire's, if you want to jot this number down, 612-570-2435. That'll get you connected directly to Don Claire's. Again, that's 612-570-2435 is the number to call. And then you can tell us about the DJ number, Jay.
DJ number, 763-497-2661. 763-497-2661. And give, you know, for just about anything we talk about, or if you need to talk to the city desk, which is the do-it-yourself desk, as far as I'm concerned, because not only do they have the parts, but they're going to help you figure out, like they're talking about, how to put it together.
All right. Again, Jay Nygaard, he's always kind of helped.
The turbine guy.
To have around.
I'm the turbine guy now.
Do you have any questions for Jay? We haven't had you on with. And Don's usually got all kinds of questions.
No, Don's got all kinds of comments.
Yeah, Don does have a lot of comments.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure. This is one of the first times I've seen Jay. Never actually sat down and talked to him, but I know he is a do-it-yourselfer. I know he's the turbine guy and solar power, too. Right?
That's it. She's got the ticket.
And he's on YouTube.
Oh.
Yep, right, look me up. Guess what? The turbine guy.
He's kind of a YouTuber.
Yeah, I got like 150 videos up.
See?
Yeah, so. I got a few. I'm making somewhere around 35, 40 cents a day now.
That's how that works.
That's right.
You make a little money on your videos.
I had my biggest day the other day at $2. I was like, wow, that's like half a beer.
No, that's not a bad deal, Jay. You're making progress.
No,
right?
I just got to figure out how to get my $100 out of them that I made so far. You know, that'll probably cost me a couple hundred to figure out how to get the $100.
That's about how that works.
Yeah.
Well, Holly, thanks a lot for taking time and talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, if they have fireplace questions, they can call the regular number. Just ask for Holly.
Yep.
Jay's the number guy.
763-497-2661.
Did he say that correctly?
Yes, he did.
He did. He passed the test.
And I emphasized it the whole time.
All right. Well, again, Holly talking about fireplaces, just one of the product lines that DJ has.
Oh, we got all kinds of product lines around here. But not just the ones on the walls. How about the center? You know, center room fireplaces that they got this whole line of them over here you can fire up. Those I like the best.
Yeah, again, those are just standalone units.
Yeah.
And, again, the DJs has a selection. Remember that one day the guy was here, he sat there for about an hour in front of each one to see which one burned the best. I mean, where else can you do that?
Oh, no kidding.
You know, really get a good idea.
Bring a cooler. You know, he's got the barbecues. I'm sure one of them's being used. You could throw a few dogs on and hang out for a while and figure out which fireplace works the best.
Again, talking fireplaces here at DJ's. Again, this is all about the green. We're here every Tuesday afternoon from 3:30 to 4. Jay Nygaard with us today. We're still awaiting Mr. Savitsky.
Because this time of year, what would we normally be saying? State Fair specials coming up on fireplaces.
Well, I think they're still maybe doing something
like that. I think so, but Don's not here, you know, and we would just be going over and over that till the people out there are, like, tired of hearing us, but that's what it would be now. And like you said, I think he's going to come up with some State Fair specials for these fireplaces and other stuff.
Well, you know, I suppose you've been down to take the tour at the State Fair. You pay $20 to get in.
I ain't paying no $20 to sit in my car and go to a drive-thru. What are they, nuts? Well,
what are you talking about? Where else are you going to get that kind of food, Jay?
Oh, geez. Actually, I see food trucks everywhere now. They're trying to eke out a living. Used to be they'd count on going down there for, you know, the 10, 11 days, whatever, make their year's money. Not this year. Now you got to figure it out.
Well, you know, if you want one of those great big corn dogs and the cheese curds. I think Doug Bobick's got his place right up the block up here off Broadway.
There you go.
25, so they can just stop by there. It doesn't cost you $20 to get in. And
no, and you know what? That's anti-green as far as I'm concerned. Y'all got to be sitting in your cars with your windows rolled up and the air conditioning going and putting all them pollutants out. That's completely anti-green.
Well, you know, when you're down there, though, you can check out the dinosaurs. Aren't the dinosaurs down there every weekend?
No, I haven't heard that. They could be.
They're down there. Two weekends, I think, they got the dinosaurs down
there. So are they going through the line, too?
Well, they're over there by themselves. You have to drive by those dinosaurs. They don't come to you. You have to drive by stuff.
You know what? I drive by stuff all the time on the freeway. And stuff that's probably a lot more interesting, to be honest, especially when you go through certain parts of town.
I can tell you don't have little kids that want to see dinosaurs.
Oh, heck no. Well, they do, but they want to see it on their little video game on their phone. That's where they want the dinosaurs.
That's where they want it.
Yep.
Well, there's no dinosaurs here at DJ's because, you know, these things, all the Ti-Tech, you know, we'll kind of just go right to the camp shop, right?
Speaking of dinosaurs, there aren't any. Joe, that was very slick, Joe.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to the highest tech barbecue I know of that you can sit at the beach and turn it down. You know, you can't fire it up at the beach. Once you get it going, you can go somewhere and hang out. Maybe say you got your brisket in for a couple hours, then the kids want to stay. Well, you can turn that down from the beach. Now, Don used to tell me, no, you got to be in the house. But I found out he was wrong because I was going to make them have to do that, but they already did it.
Well, I think he said he even had to be close to it to control it.
All that misinformation.
Well, he was talking Bluetooth where this is actually on your cell phone.
Yep.
This isn't Bluetooth.
It's on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So it can hook up to the Wi-Fi. I'm assuming, because I haven't done it, it can hook up to the Wi-Fi of your house, so then you can find it wherever you are. So you can be on the plane home from New York, and the wife says, I'm going to put the brisket in before I take off for my airplane. And when you land, you can hit shut off, and it's ready to go.
There you go.
See? You can check it and make sure.
Be out in the middle of the lake, too, if you're out taking it. Some water sport fun.
Speaking of which, you should see what's in the back of my truck.
What'd you bring today?
Can you see it from here?
No, it's over on the other side.
Oh, it is around the corner. Well, you can kind of barely see it right there.
What do you have in the back?
That's a 1960 Chris Craft Hercules K-block flathead engine, freshly rebuilt.
And that's going in the wooden boat.
Only $7,000 worth.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I was getting a deal. Because the guy took a while, and we know each other. So
is that a big job to put that back in that Crestliner that you have?
I have a 1960 Chris-Craft.
Chris-Craft, that's
yep.
Right.
It's a 27-foot Constellation twin screw. So that thing's a blast. And, you know, it seems like a project every year. And this year is getting one of the engines rebuilt, and I'm ready to put that in. Now, when we took it out, you'll like this. My buddy lived near me in Maple Plain, and he had a nice little Cirque U driveway. And up by the house, he had a nice big tree. So we just went and drove under it, got a come along, pulled it out, backed the truck, put it in the truck, and drove away. But then he got rid of the house. It's like, what are you doing? I'm not ready for you to get rid of it, but he got rid of the house. So I think what I'm going to have to do now is rent me an off-road forklift skid loader, because those are the only ones that will be able to lift it high enough up and into the boat so I can drop it in, because the boat's on the trailer.
That was handy, though, wasn't it? To be
able
to just to lift it up with his winch and
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing more slick. It's hillbilly all the way. You know, you sit down, have a beer beforehand, stare at it, go up and do it, and sit down after and have a beer and go, yeah, there you go.
You should have brought it with you here. Don could do it with his forklift.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing is last thing I want to do is drive that boat any significant distance. You know, I had a friend who had a plywood Chris Craft, and they drove it down to Lake of the Ozarks. By the time it got down there, the bottom was junk.
Ooh.
So he had to replace his whole bottom. So, you know, with these old boats, you really want to be careful. And I'm only driving it, you know, a mile or so up to the landing and back, and I'm taking my time the whole time, and it's a heavy-duty trailer, and just want to be careful with them. But you know what I've been doing for the last several weeks? I got the hose running in it. I just, you know, I got the pressure, and I just cracked that nozzle a little so it'll spray out a little bit. So I'm filling the inside of the boat with water so it'll moisturize that hull and expand the wood before I go put it in the lake. So I'd hate to have to put it in the lake dry and then have the thing say, you know what, those bilge pumps ain't good enough.
So it's not, you got to take some extra care with that boat, don't you?
Every year. Yep. I got another one, a 17-foot 1954 Chris Craft Sportsman's Deluxe. Now, that has the same engine block. They're called K-blocks, and they're Hercules engines, which were marinized by Chris Craft. And the Hercules engines were old forklift-type engines. Low RPM, last forever, which this one did. It lasted 50 years, which I got to say is pretty good in a boat where people typically don't take care of them. So anyways, these engines, in the big boat, they're 95-horse engines. Same block in the little boat's 131-horse. And that's a variation in those. It's interesting, but it's fun. 700 pounds engine.
700 pounds. I can imagine it. I'll tell you a little story when I was down in Arizona. You know, you have to drive to the reservoir to get to the water.
To find the lake.
Yeah, and when you get there, it's crowded. I mean, all kinds of people are, you know, you're thinking you're going to go out to this
All kinds of COVID hanging out.
Yeah, well, it probably is now, but cold. I mean, the water's just ice cold because, it's, you know, it's a reservoir. So we get the boat out. He's got this jet boat. Well, he's got the motor in. You know, it's a it's an inboard.
Yeah.
We get it out. We're driving. All of a sudden, the water starts coming in. He found out he didn't have the plug in it. Luckily, we were able to get it running and get it going fast enough to drain it and get it back in so we could put the plug in it. But
Jump in,
I was
buddy.
Thinking maybe we were going down to the bottom of that reservoir.
Well, I got a good story just like that. We were going up to Big Sandy with my wife's boat and her brother's boat, and her brother was coming with. It was an old Invader. And so we're 19 foot. So we drove all the way up there and got, and he lives on a real cool point out there, and they got a landing nearby. Got out, hung out for a little bit, and said, let's go put the boat in. So they brought me to the nearby landing and dumped me in, and boom, fired up, and I started taking off. They're like, bye, see you later. I realized some water coming in, so I flipped the bilge pump on. I go, well, that's not helping much. Because it kept getting worse. I'm like, holy crap. So I get my life jacket on. I'm going to get in and swim it in if I can somewhere. And because, you know, I didn't want the engine to suck all his water in. And his wife and daughter came out in their little paddle boat. We're going to try to tow me in. Then her husband showed up with a fishing boat. And he did tow me into the lift. And he got me on there. And we raised it up a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time as it drained out. But here's the best part. I was out there. I went through all of that. I hung out with them for 45 minutes after, right, the boat's on the lift. And then they show up and go, where the heck are you? I'm like, well, come on, man. You knew it was 2 minutes around the point. Where are you guys? This is before real cell phones.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
so we could call each other.
There's
I'm
no
out there all alone.
Yeah.
Right, so I was lucky. But what happened on that boat, the exhaust baffles loosened on the trip up from all the bouncing. We had no idea. Interesting,
yeah,
huh?
You don't want to be in one of those boats with those heavy motors and filling up with water.
You got to love boats.
Yeah.
You just do. So what's what do they call a boat? What is it? It's a hole in the water you pour money into.
Well, you know, talking about water, we're going to move to the next thing here, Jay.
There you go.
Because we're moving to hot tubs right now.
Well, hot tubs. Well, I was going to talk about bringing in the water first. Because I'm looking at the machine over here. You bring in your sample from your hot tub or your pool. And they can run it through their little machine quick and tell you if you're okie-dokie, if you need a little bit of help, or if you need a lot of help. And either way, they'll tell you how to help.
Yeah, and that's got to be frustrating. You've got a hot tub. You know, if that thing isn't right,
and then to try
to get it right.
I got the rule that you shower before you get in it, but that doesn't mean people follow the rules. You know, so I want you to get in there clean, and we got clean. But that, so you got to keep on top of that stuff.
Yeah, and again, DJs can help you, like you say. You can bring your water in, get it tested.
If you need filters, you know, hot tub filters are like furnace filters. People don't change them nearly enough. It's an inexpensive way to make sure your stuff lasts. If you're running plug filters, what are you doing, Joe?
You're not doing well to the motor, I'll tell you.
You're making the system work harder. Yeah. What happens when a system has to work harder? Doesn't last as long. Unless it's my system, because I find a way to prolong their misery until forever. But that's a different story. But you got to take care of your system, just like furnaces, just like hot tubs, just like pools, just like everything. Got to change those filters and do it frequently enough.
We're going to talk about maintenance, but first of all, let's talk about these Nordic hot tubs that DJ has.
I hear he's got some coming in.
Yep, you got one.
I got one, and we're just getting ready. We've got pictures. We just listed the house, Joe. Just the other day. So get this. Zillow had their estimate for it at 1.5 something million. And then we listed it at 1.9385. And a day and a half later, Zillow had it at 1.927. So they upped their estimate for us. I got to say, I appreciate that. But we did research at recent sells or solds, and it fits right in the middle of what the recent solds were, which is why I think Zillow did that. They probably did the same thing.
And I suppose the biggest thing is the real estate, that land on Lake Minnetonka is pretty valuable stuff.
It is. It's a beautiful sandy beach. Not the whole, you know, it's all sand, just the right parts, walk down beach, there's some retaining wall, but it is beautiful, and it's sand all the way out as far as you can touch and far past that. So it's really slick that way. But like I said, we got the hot tub. It's got a solar system brand new on it. We revamped the boathouse. It used to be an ice house. Do you know what ice houses were, Joe?
I'm thinking that was the old Biffy.
No. Although that's what they might have called it. No, in the winter, they build buildings down by the lake or into the hill or you know, where it'd be in the shade. And they go out in the winter and they chop blocks of ice and they throw them in that ice house. Then all summer long, they go out and chip off chips of ice and throw it in the fridge to keep their stuff cool.
So that was the old ice house.
Yeah, it was an old ice house. There's no way it was a boathouse. I guarantee you that.
So, how big is it? I thought it was a smaller.
It's 10 by 23 now, and I think they added about 4 feet onto it. So it was 10 by 20 probably originally.
Okay. So that's a nice
plenty of ice.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's built half into a hill, so, you know, and it doesn't really get a lot of sun. You know, if you had a thermal garage door on there, I'm sure it would keep that ice cold.
Boy, you're good at bringing up stuff. You talk about thermal garage doors, you talk about garages. What's the next thought to my mind?
Oh, right behind me.
Yeah.
Garage heaters. Just like we got in this one, in this house we're selling, it's a big dog. So that's an insulated four-season garage, and you get one of these heaters from Don, and like Don likes to say, now's the time to do it. You don't want to wait. You don't want to wait till the first snow or till you're up there and it's drizzling rain on you and it's freezing. You don't want none of that. Get that thing in there now. So when it's cold, you're not on the roof. You're working on your car in a warm garage.
Exactly. And again, just remember last winter when you thought, geez, I should have some heat in this garage.
Oh, I loved it. There's some things I normally would have been doing outside in the freezing. Change my oil and a couple other things and boom, right into the garage and let it sit in there for 10 minutes and everything's warm and melted and ready to go.
Yeah. So, again, you're looking for a garage heater. DJs has them. You can do it yourself, or they can do the installation for you.
You know what? I got to recommend to everybody out there, just request that Don do it. He's the best. He's the best. Just request Don do it.
I think Don, where's Don today? He's busy today, isn't he?
Yeah, I hope he's listening.
Oh, he is. You know, I tell you, he's been on the service calls a lot of times. He does a lot of his own service calls.
Well, that's just it. When she was talking about getting a technician, I'm over here chuckling to myself because I know who the technician usually is. But you know what? You're getting the best technician ever. This guy's done everything when it comes to this stuff, and he knows what's going on, and he's going to take care of you.
All right. And I know he's got a good crew, too, of service people, too, to call. Again, Jay, we should put out that number so if people are looking for a fireplace, maybe have some questions. Besides coming in the store, maybe they don't want to get out, venture out yet. They can give the number And so what's that number again?
763-497-2661.
And the other place they can go is online. A lot of people doing that.
It's too bad Don's not here because I like to see his brain rumbling while he tries to get this one right. DJScompanies.com.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that hard, Don.
No, he doesn't do the online anymore. Yeah, you know, for years it was online. Right. So just DJScompanies.com.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of funny watching his brain work trying not to say it. I tell you, it's a good time. You know, you got to have what fun you can in life.
Yeah, it is. For sure. That's true. Again, Jay Nygaard with us here as we're doing All About the Green. It's every Tuesday afternoon, 3:30 to 4. We got about 5 minutes left. We've kind of covered everything, Jay,
but we really haven't
talked enough about the Nordic hot tubs because there's a unique feature to this hot tub.
To this hot tub? Lifetime,
and you're touching it.
Lifetime guarantee for the shell.
Look at that. Unbelievable.
There you go. So that's going to be a selling point when we're selling the house. Absolutely it is. Not only that, they are appliance grade, which means they're easy to fix if for some reason you do happen to have a problem.
Now, this is a different unit than what's been in here before. This is an all-gray unit that's kind of in the place of the one that did sell. I'm not sure if this one is sold yet or not. I know Don was ordering more.
This is definitely a cozy tub. Well, you're going to be cozy with others in this one. That's for sure. I'm looking at the usage guide, and it says standby power is 85 watts. Look, you're running 85 to 100 watts. All you got to do is put one 300-watt solar panel on your roof, and you cover all the standby time.
And you don't have to pay any more, right?
No, it just covers the standby time. You know, that's the thing. When we got this house and we're selling it, we're retrofitting the LEDs in the whole, LEDing the whole thing. All the lights are getting retrofitted. We're putting the hot tub in. Yeah, that's going to be more power. But between everything we're doing, we think we're still going to have a net zero home there.
And that's a big selling point, isn't it?
When you don't have to pay $200 a month, $2,500 a year on your electric. I mean, why would you want to pay that to the power company when you can install your own system and own it after a few years and buy your own luxury cars?
Now, if you produce enough, do they give you a little kickback?
They have to pay you. Yeah.
They do have to pay
you. That's all firmly regulated by most of the states.
Okay.
Minnesota being Minnesota, it is firmly regulated.
So that's kind of reverse of having to pay them. They pay you.
Well, you know, there are times down in Florida where we get a check or two from the power company in the winter, even though it costs us extra in the summer. So the whole goal is to net zero the house out over the course of the year.
And, you know,
look who's here. He must have been listening to us.
And to close out the show, we're going to bring in Mr. Savitsky. Yeah. High on the Mr. part, right?
Oh, high on the repair part. It's all I do is repair, repair, repair.
So my guess is you've been out doing some service.
Yeah, service, and I got one left for today. So as soon as we're done speaking here, you guys held up the show good, I'm sure. What did we speak about today?
Well, we talked to Holly. We talked about fireplaces.
Okay, did good then.
And you
talked about me. Well, it must have been Blissett.
I guess he wasn't listening, Joe. I thought maybe he was, but
no,
he's probably afraid of it.
No, my brain's on everything until I get here, and I said I've got to get there, and then I'm just thinking.
Now, Jay always likes to, because he was commenting how much fun it is, when he goes, okay, Don, what's the website?
Oh, DJScompanies.com.
Look at that.
That's better. It's starting to roll off.
Yeah, no, I always knew it. I just like playing with you guys.
he thought for sure that you just would not know what that was, Don, but you showed him wrong on that.
I like watching your mental process go, trying to keep that online out of there.
Oh, yeah, no, it's everything's online, ain't it? Got to go online.
Say it again.
DJScompanies.com.
There you go. He must have been practicing at home, probably in front of the mirror, Joe.
Yeah, I do that every night now.
Just so he gets it right.
So anyhow, cooking on the Camp Chefs tonight, right? Everybody out there is cooking on a Camp Chef.
Yeah, we've been talking Camp Chefs.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And
we were just talking hot tubs when you walked in.
We just got a big round one in. Anybody who's looking for a deep, round hot tub, we just got it in. So Warrior.
That is tall.
It is. I mean, if you're a tall person, now this is a soaking tub.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's tall. It's sitting a good foot above the others, it looks like.
Yeah. But anyhow, you can dive in this one. Dive from your seat and just go underwater.
More so than you can in the one next to it, he's saying.
Yeah, well, I don't want to recommend diving in any of them.
Well,
you know, I know I'm crazy, but even I wouldn't do that.
Ant-Man would.
Ant-Man.
Anyhow, it's great to come to the show late.
Well, come on, man. We've been carrying your weight all day today.
Yeah, if you were, you would be down on the ground right now.
He did mention the fireplace and the state fair. Now, yeah. What's the deal with that this
year? I do not know. I have not heard. We will know very soon, though. We're starting August, so it usually starts a week and a half before state fair and all the deals are out, and I'm sure there's going to be deals.
Yeah, and I mean, usually they do that to clean out and get ready for new models. Is that
it's just the kickoff of the new seasons, and all the models that were introduced last year are probably just hitting in full steam right now.
So this is a good time for a fireplace.
This is the best time for a fireplace, and get ready for winter. That's the main reason. Get ready for winter.
Just like the garage heater.
Yeah, just like garage heater. Jay gets it. I get them done before the snow flies.
Well, talking about winter, you know, in the fall season here, normally every Friday night we go out and watch the guys play football, but that's not going to happen this year.
Not going to happen.
They talked about putting it in the spring now. Instead.
Oh, is that what they're talking?
I think that's what they're talking. So at least they can play football.
Yep.
But they're hoping by spring this COVID stuff will clean up enough where they can get back to contact sports.
You know, this morning there was a crisp, cool feeling in the air. It's telling you things are turning. So it won't be long, and you're going to see lots of cool days.
Yeah, come on, Don, don't be saying that. You know, we could have snow any day.
Yeah, I know. But I actually, this has been a long, hot summer. I'm actually lacking a thought process of a little cooler.
That drives me nuts when people complain about heat up here.
I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, I'm looking for some coolness.
Well, they talked this weekend, though, it's going to get back to the hot, humid.
No, here we go. It's August and state fair time. It usually does.
Yeah, you got to make sure that that's working. Well, Mr. Savitsky, we're going to close out for today, but we want to thank you for coming at the conclusion of today's show.
Well, someone's got to put a smile on everybody's face out there. I mean, it was a little gloomy without me.
It was. Again, we'll see you next week as we go. It's all about the green.